see Hezekiah saying, he took courage and rebuilt all the wall that had been broken down and erected towers on it and strengthened the city of David. I really believe this is for someone here today. I believe you're listening today and you're saying, wow, can I ever undo? No, maybe you can't undo what has happened, but today, in confidence, you can go forth with Hebrews 10:35 and say, I cast not away my confidence, for has a great reward. Where is your confidence? It's in Jesus Christ. It's in God. He's going to take those broken down walls in your life and he's going to rebuild them and make them stronger than ever before, because you've learned from that failure and you're never going to do that again. You're going to get into that word of God and you're going to, in quietness and confidence, you're going to be strengthened by that word of God. Darren, I love Nehemiah, and it starts so terrible, where the whole city of Jerusalem has been broken down, burned with fire, and some of our friends' lives have been like burned with fire,
right?
And they just feel like they're failures. But can't we hear the voice of God again and go on and be greater than we have before?
See, I want to take your example a while ago of someone that's gone through two divorces. Now maybe they're depressed, their energy is down. They go to the doctor and they say, "Doctor, I just need a physical. I'm lethargic. I don't have any energy. I just can't get up and get going." Well, the doctor can take a blood sample and send it to the lab, and they can give you that, or they can take a urine sample or saliva sample and all the things they do. But you know, if you're held down by a spirit of shame, that's not going to show up in the lab. Mm-hmm. They're not going to come back saying, you know, your patient is shamed. Mm-hmm. Now, but I'll tell you, see, if you can hear the voice of God, you say, what's the root cause of this person's lethargic lifestyle? How come they don't have energy? How come they don't have spunk? How come they don't have a reason to live? Mm-hmm. You know, not that they're suicidal yet, but they, well, you know, it's so simple to say, you know, I believe, brother or sister, you just feel a strong sense of shame and unworthiness. You feel like dirt and you feel unworthy and you feel like you've blown it and you can never be forgiven and all this. That's where a Christian brother or sister can come along and say, listen, I want to speak to that spirit of shame, because that's what's driving your life. Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. I just feel horrible. Well, a simple prayer in the name of Jesus can take that spirit of shame, which is the root problem, away. And when that's gone, that person then can be revitalized, because they don't have that thing tormenting them. Now, that's what I think causes many times a chemical imbalance. It's not a physical cause. It's a spiritual cause.
Well, and that's what the goal is in the body of Jesus Christ, that we overcome this self-focus and get out of the pit we're in, grow in confidence so that we can help our brother and sister out of the pit. Darren, that's hearing from God. Hearing the voice of God is not only for our benefit, it's for our brothers and sisters. And I know when you pray, when you have a man or woman standing in front of you and they're a bucket of tears, or they're, you know, their heads down, and like you said, they're full of shame, you can ask God on behalf of them, what is the root problem, sure, here, Lord, and hear from him what they need to deliver them out of the mess they're in.
Well, some far out things have happened. I will tell you one story, and you know, we have a lot of them, but I really trust Holy Spirit. But I got a call from a friend. They said, you know, I have an aunt that's a missionary returned. They now live in another state, and would you pray for them? I said, well, let me pray and see what God wants to do. And I said, let's line this up for 3 days from now, and we'll do a conference call. So that time came for the conference call. And in the meantime, the Holy Spirit has been saying to me, scripture, that Satan is the prince and power of the air. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me, says, you know what the devil's doing to this woman? He is changing the atmospheric pressure around her because he has the power to do that. And of course, when she gets up in the morning, she can't hardly function, because it's like, you know, when you're in an airplane and the atmospheric pressure changes, you may have a severe earache. You don't feel well, and so on. And Barb and I both experienced that. Well, the Holy Spirit said, Darren, you take authority over that enemy power that's around that dear lady and command the Spirit of the Lord, or say to the Spirit of the Lord, to command the devil to release his stranglehold on that atmospheric pressure around that lady. Do you know what? That totally healed her situation, so she could get up in the morning. She didn't have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because we took authority. See, now, but to learn the authority that you have available to you, you're going to have to spend some time in the Word with Holy Spirit, and He can give you that. So you're not always just out of the loop. You're not always just without any resolve, without any resources, without any answers.
Yes, tossing to and fro, as Ephesians 4:14 says, we're no longer to be children tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine. Now, if I can ask you, how long have you been a Christian? If you say 20 years, and if you're still being knocked around by the waves of life, and emotionally off balance all the time, then you haven't done what God has asked you to do, and that is be confident through His Word. And it says here, carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men. Oh, and are men crafty? Men want to get you. They want to have you sign on the dotted line. They have the best deal for you in the whole world. You've got to be hearing from God here. By craftiness of deceitful scheming, my goodness, how many times, Darren, have we had men come to us and say, boy, they've got the best plan to get out of debt of anybody in the world. We've got to be hearing from God. But see, here it says in verse 15 of Ephesians 4, it says, but speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into Him who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by which every joint supplies according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. And Darren, I believe we can no longer walk like the Gentiles walk, but we must walk in the Spirit. We must not walk according to the flesh. Boy, look what Romans 8 says. If that our mind is on the flesh, it's death. It's absolute death. And we've got to start beginning to see in the Spirit and asking God about things in the Spirit and not being directed in the flesh.
Well, you know, also I've seen parents do this to children, set them up to be in fear. But let's suppose that you're an adult. And I hear you say, oh, I've always been nervous. I'm just a nervous person. Things just get to me. That's just the way I am. Well, what if you changed that and you started saying your true biblical identity? Who the Son sets free is free indeed. Why don't you let God set you free of that? You don't have to be a spastic case of full of nerves and all this kind of business. You don't have to be there. Mm-hmm. Now, it's a choice. It's a decision. See, if we can get people to make the right decisions, they can win. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to continue to talk failure and talk sickness, that's where you're going to spend your life. Now, we have some people that we know in our frame of reference that if I were in a mall and I'd say, you see that lady walking down the mall here? Let's just watch her. Tell me how old you think she is. I'll bet you'd say she's 70. Maybe she's older than that. The fact is, she's in her early 50s. But also the fact is, she's concentrated on every ooh and ow in her body, and she's been the queen of the family, and everybody's coddled her and all this kind of stuff. She has talked herself into a premature death. She'd just well be dead. She has no quality of life. Mm-hmm. And Barb and I both grieve for this person because she doesn't have to be there. And she spent a ton of money on doctors and everything else, and the marriage is a mess, and you know, I could go on and on. But what I'm telling you, folks, is it's a tragedy because the devil has pulled the wool over her eyes. Yeah. And it doesn't have to be that way.
Well, and you know how people get into messes? Through words.
That's right.
Through words,
exactly.
Being repeated over and over again. And I don't care if it's your very own words. Now, many of you have gotten into this pit or wherever you are, or you're not hearing. Okay, even if you're not in a pit, but you're saying, I just can't hear God. I can't hear what He's saying to me. All right, it could be because you are messed up in your mind because of words going through your mind that are not words of love, of edifying, of comfort, words that build you up rather than put you down. You have gotten messed up with repetition of words. So how do we get out of this? By repetition of the Word, by repeating the verses,
exactly,
that we need with the Word.
And not retelling all the horrible stories.
Oh, Darren, how many times do people write their old story? I got to tell you my life.
We sometimes God said, stop them.
God, stop them.
I already know what's wrong with them. Now, let's suppose we have a person that the insurance industry would say, you know, that employee you got in your building's accident prone, and you figure out a way to get rid of him. Now, I worked in a warehouse one time where we had stuff stacked 20 feet high, 30 feet high, on top of steel shelves. We had a guy working in there, and he was the type of guy to be walking down.